Donald Trump by yelling and screaming.
His voice is your voice.
Cindy from Jacksonville, good morning, and thanks for calling the Mark Kay Show. David joins us from Ponte Vedra. Claudia in St. Augustine.
This is the Mark Kay Show.
Yeah, it is.
It's Friday!
That too. What's up? Welcome to the Mark Kay Show. My name's Mark Kay. If you're listening on WDBO in Orlando, hey, thanks so much for tuning in. Herman Cain will return, I believe, on Monday, or they'll have some other one, somebody else filling in for him. But I'm here today, and I hope that's okay with you.
Mark Kay is always good in my book.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Then I shall proceed. Hey, we got good news today, and we've got bad news today. The good news is that the GDP is higher than my sister at a Dave Matthews concert. I'm telling you, man, that Donald Trump just spoke and he was so excited. Hold on, where it is.
We've accomplished an economic turnaround of historic proportions.
Yeah.
In the second quarter of this year, the United States economy grew at the amazing rate of 4.1%.
Wowza.
We're on track to hit the highest annual average growth rate in over 13 years. And I will say this right now, and I'll say it strongly, as the trade deals come in one by one, we're going to go a lot higher than these numbers, and these are great numbers.
Wow, look at that. Look at that. That's amazing, man. This is great news for the United States of America, and horrible news for CNN, because it's going to be, you got to report on this kind of stuff, and you have to report on all these Donald Trump success stories, which they hate doing. It's like their least favorite thing in the world. Also, Donald Trump, in true Donald Trump fashion, of course, not only does he announce these great numbers, but he also takes a swipe at his predecessors and throws them under the bus.
During each of the two previous administrations, we averaged just over 1.8% GDP growth. By contrast, we are now on track to hit an average GDP annual growth of over 3%, and it could be substantially over 3%.
Look, I don't know a lot about GDP growth. I just know that this is unheard of, and it's some kind of economic indicator that shows that we're all doing a lot better than we were 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago. So I'm all for it. Plus, I'm going to be honest with you. When I get my paycheck, fewer taxes are taken out. I did get a $1,000 bonus from my company back in April, and I know that I'm not going to have to pay as much next April. So, look, I mean, what? Who cares who recorded who or who tried to pay off what Playboy model? Who cares who says what happened or had knowledge of what happened? But I don't even care about Russia anymore. I'm going to be honest with you. Not that I ever really did. We'll get into that here in just a minute. Now, there's also some bad news that I alluded to as well. There's bad news. There's something happening on August the 1st that has even diehard supporters of the Second Amendment shaking their heads and saying, WTF?
To allow somebody to produce a gun in plastic that even can project a single bullet with the opportunity of getting it on an airplane is insanity.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you here in just a minute how you're going to be able to make your own untraceable and perfectly legal gun in the comfort of your own home. That's something that happens here on August the 1st. Plus, since it's Friday, those of you in Orlando may not know this if you're listening to WDBO, but every Friday we like to play a little game called the Week in Review Spelling Bee. If you've been keeping track of all the things going on in the news this week and you're a semi-decent speller, you could win a fantastic prize today. We have a brand new Mark Kay Show t-shirt for our winner. So that's all coming up today. You know what? Why don't we start with this 3D printed gun? Because it's big on everyone's mind. In fact, we got a ton of open mic messages about it today. And I'm curious. I'm curious what you think about it. I'll tell you the story here in just a minute. Then I want you to chime in. 877-625-1045. That's our toll-free number. So wherever you are in the state of Florida, you can pick up the phone and dial 877-625-1045. Or whatever station you're listening to, go to their mobile app. It's free on iTunes or the Google Play Store. And send me an open mic message and let me know what you think about the ability to 3D print a gun in your own home, because that's exactly what's going to be happening.
As a former Marine who spent 4 years as a primary marksman instructor, I'm a staunch advocate for the Second Amendment. The ability to print a 3D gun anywhere you have a computer and an applicable printer sounds like an awful idea to me.
Yeah, like I said, and so far, every single open mic we've had about this says, hey, it's not a really good idea. Let me explain what's going on here. There's something happening on August the 1st, and it's the result of a lawsuit. There was a company that decided to create plans so that you could, if you have a 3D printer, and you know, which is something that takes a plan and it prints it in, I guess, some kind of plastic or polymer or whatever, but they have plans that you can then download from the internet, I guess, upload to your printer, and when you hit the button, it would then print the gun at home. Okay. The company was called Defense Distributed. And what happened was they put these plans out a couple years ago. 100,000 people downloaded it. So 100,000 copies of these plans are already out there. Federal officials blocked the website, citing international export law. And of course, they sued. And the Second Amendment Foundation got on board. And now a judge has said there's nothing wrong. You actually cannot block somebody's website because they're just sending out plans to download and print off a gun. There's a couple of different versions. There's a Liberator pistol, an AR-15, and a VZ-58. There's some gun nuts out there I know who are going to know a lot more about those weapons than I do. But I guess the big thing that people are saying is this gun that you download and print at home will be fully operational. It will not be traceable because you haven't purchased it. There's no serial number. And it will only be able to fire one round. So I guess people are saying it's more of a hobby situation than it is an actual practical weapon. That, you know, what are you going to do with a plastic gun that fires one bullet? Although, wasn't there a movie a while back with Clint Eastwood and John Malkovich where he was going to assassinate the president and he basically did just that? He made a plastic gun. I think it fired two bullets. What the hell was that called? It was about a Secret Service agent or something. Anyway, if anyone in the line of fire, that's what it was. That was a great movie. That was a great movie. And that's exactly what happened. That movie was like 15 years ago it came out. But John Malkovich played this crazy guy who created a plastic polymer weapon. And he was able to shoot two shots. And he needed a spring, but he smuggled that in through like his keychain or something into this event where the president was, rebuilt the gun, put the bullets in it, and fired off two shots. Spoiler alert, Clint Eastwood stopped him. Sorry to ruin it for you if you've never seen it, but you know that it's got to have it's Clint Eastwood's the hero. It's got to have a happy ending. And now we're seeing this in real life where people that have 3D printers can download, starting August the 1st, which is just next week, can download these guns, print them out at home, and they'll be able to fire one shot out of an untraceable, fully functional, and perfectly legal made-at-home weapon, a DIY AR-15. DIY AR-15. That's a lot of letters and letters and numbers. I know. 877-625-1045 is the number. And like I said, everyone who's calling in so far already, no one really seems to be for it.
You're deceiving yourself if you think people aren't already doing that. And you're deceiving yourself if you think changing the law is going to change what the criminals do.
Yeah, I mean, it does come back to that whole thing, like, hey, there's probably people out there printing guns on 3D printers. My question is, how many people actually have 3D printers? Is that something, like, am I way behind? I just recently, you know, bought a drone and I thought I was late to the game, but now I need a 3D, probably I should have bought a 3D printer, and then I could have just probably 3D printed myself a drone. But I didn't know that 3D printers were so accessible that, you know, you could go in, you could just, like, people have them sitting around in their living rooms, and they're just printing stuff off the way I, you know, the way I print off my kid's school calendar, or you know, a business cards for my wife's subscription box service. I mean, that's what I use. I have an old-fashioned, I thought, you know, my laser printer was all high-tech. But is it, where do you get it? I know Josh, my producer, said that there's one at the library. Can you take the plans for a 3D printed gun to your local library, hand them to the librarian and say, please print this for me. I'll be back in 2 hours. Are they going to do that? If they refuse, I guarantee there'll probably be some more lawsuits. 877-625-1045. 877-625-1045. Got an open mic from a guy who says, even though this gun only shoots one bullet, it's still a horrible idea. I'll have him explain why here in just a minute. 877-625-1045. Is it bad to be able to download plans for a 3D printed gun? Is that something we need to put a stop to? Or is it our God-given right as Americans? We got some of your phone calls and your open mics coming up next. This is the Mark Kay Show. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Mark Kay, and thanks to those of you in Orlando today joining us on WDBO.
Why do people insist on wasting an hour of airtime every day with this babbling idiot, Mark Kay? All it means for me is change the channel immediately when he comes on. Please bring back Herman Cain.
That'll be Monday, by the way, if you're in Orlando. Herman Cain will be back. For everyone else, you're stuck with me. 877-625-1045 is our number. 877-625-1045. So starting August 1st, the courts have cleared this company who has been sending out, or who started sending out, printed directions, or rather a blueprint to downloadable blueprints. I'll get it in a second. To print your own gun at home if you have a 3D printer. And our boss, actually, our station manager, just sent me a link to the, he's like, you're going to need, you can print everything at home except for this one part. It's the AR-15 lower receiver. But after, and I'm like, whoa, this dude knows a lot more about guns than I ever thought. I should probably be nicer to him. Let's go to Brad in Orange Park. Brad, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How are you?
I'm very good.
Hey, what'd you want to say? Gun. Yeah. What'd you want to say?
Well, currently in Florida, you can't even register a gun. There's no way to track it or do anything with it. You can buy a gun from a neighbor or anybody that's around and not have it registered. There's no requirement to register it. As a matter of fact, it's illegal to register it. So if you have it 3D printed or you buy it from somebody or whatever, it doesn't matter. It's not going to matter if you can't track it.
Well, that's true. Now, apparently, according to this law, and hey, thanks so much for your call. We appreciate it. According to this law, if you make a gun at home, whether you buy spare parts and use the a YouTube video that shows you how to do it, and there's a bunch of them out there, or if you download the plans and you print them on a 3D printer and you create yourself one kind of one-shot wonder, which, by the way, that totally reminds me of the Andy Griffith Show, doesn't it, with Barney Fife? And how, like, remember Barney Fife? He had one bullet and he kept it in his pocket. So if he ever needed to shoot it, he would just have to reach in his. Anyway, that may be before your time. But if you even create one of these downloadable, guns on your 3D printer at home and you have it on for yourself, that's fine. But if you sell it to someone, apparently that's where you could be crossing the line. And as technology becomes, way cooler than we ever thought it would. It's like Star Trek. Remember when they wanted like a cheeseburger? They'd walk over to the thing, the create-a-thon or whatever, and they'd say, computer, cheeseburger, and then it would just appear. That's basically what we're headed to. You're going to walk over to the little thing and say, hey, AR-15, and then it's going to appear right there. You just pick it up and start firing. 877-625-1045. Got another open mic about this gun. This guy's not convinced that just making a one-shot gun makes any difference.
True, this 3D printed weapon only shoots one round, but I've heard of many people dying from just one round.
Yeah, that is true. Plus, can you smuggle it on an airplane? If it's plastic, can you get it into places, undetected, from any kind of metal detector? Because there would be no metal in it. Well, except, I guess, of course, for the bullets. There's no way that I know of for you to yet 3D print a bullet. I don't even know what kind of plastic they use on 3D printers. Perhaps that's the next step. Perhaps you're going to soon be able to 3D print a bullet and a casing, and you'll be able to create a fully undetectable firearm that, yeah, you could walk through a metal detector with. But if I'm just thinking it through, sure, the gun could be plastic, but the bullets, they've still got to be metal, right? 877-625-1045. Let's go to James in St. Cloud. James, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How are you, James?
I'm doing great, Mark. I just wanted to pass along, you can go on YouTube and there's fellas on there that are taking a piece of pipe and a shotgun shell and making guns that have been, around for a while. And also, it's not like you hit the send button and a gun pops out the bottom of the printer. There's quite a bit to do to put it together as well, so.
I don't think I've ever 3D printed anything in my life. I know I've seen it done, and I think I was in a museum once with my kids where they were doing it. But it takes a long time, right? Like you just said, it's not just you hit a button and like a vending machine, it just falls out the bottom slot.
Yeah, that's correct. And if you're like me, I'm lucky if I can get the printer to print out a piece of paper.
That's exactly right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. If it were my luck, I'd go to the 3D printer and I'd start printing out a gun and it would get jammed. And then I'd do what I typically do, which is beat the crap out of the printer, and then I'd probably accidentally shoot myself. I'd be like, come on, cut it out. I just want my gun. I said, just print, you SOB. 877-625-1045. 877-625-1045. Mr. K, how did you shoot yourself? Well, I was printing out a gun on the 3D printer and it got jammed, so I kicked it. Yeah, I would never do that again. 877-625-1045. What do you think? Is it okay? Is it within our rights as Americans to be able to download plans to 3D print a gun? Or is that just a horrible idea? More of your phone calls coming up next. You can't stop Donald Trump by yelling and screaming.
His voice is your voice.
Cindy from Jacksonville, good morning, and thanks for calling the Mark Kay Show. David joins us from Ponte Vedra. Claudia in St. Augustine.
This is the Mark Kay Show.
It's Friday! Yay! Everyone's all excited about that. My name is Mark Kay. Thank you so much for joining me today, and thanks to the fine people in Orlando listening to WDBO who have asked me to come on as well today in Orlando while Herman Cain is out on vacation.
Hey, that Mark Kay Show is great. Let's hear more of that.
All right, let's do it. You know what? I'd like to hear some more, too. Big news. We got some more calls and open mics about these 3D printed guns. Ryan from Orlando, thanks for calling. If you want to get through, 877-625-1045 is our number. 877-625-1045. And I keep giving that out because I know a lot of you have never heard it before. Or you can send us an open mic message with either the WDBO free mobile app or the News 104.5 WOKV mobile app. Either one works great. We'll get your message and we'll get it right on the air. Before we get to that, Donald Trump really celebrating today, really excited, despite all the hubbub and the hoopla and the noise in the background about the GDP.
We've accomplished an economic turnaround of historic proportions. In the second quarter of this year, the United States economy grew at the amazing rate of 4.1%.
Which, again, I'm no economics instructor or economic. I can barely spell economics, I'm going to be honest with you. But I will say this. I know that that is a strong amount of growth, especially since we haven't had that in forever.
And I will say this right now, and I'll say it strongly. As the trade deals come in one by one, we're going to go a lot higher than these numbers. And these are great numbers.
So there you go. Donald Trump just continues to win and win and win.
We will win and we will win and we will win.
And we are going to win and win and win. And then we're going to win some more. 877-625-1045. Okay, so August 1st, you'll be able to go to the internet. You'll be able to download plans and you'll be able to print, if you have access to a 3D printer, your very own one-shot gun. A couple people said that these have been around for a while. In fact, Ryan's in Orlando. Ryan, thank you so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. What do you want to say about this 3D printed gun that's causing people to kind of panic?
Well, I understand their worries, but with any internet search, I actually got the AR-15 lower receiver that mm-hmm. can be 3D printed, and I've had that for about 3 years. But 3D printing is actually more expensive than it would cost to just go buy a gun off of, you know, like Arms List or something like that.
Oh, really? So you're saying that it's not even cost effective?
No. So you'd be better off to go and buy a gun from somebody, especially in Florida, where you don't have to go through a dealer.
Yeah.
Versus having it 3D printed, because the only places that actually have them, like UCF, has a 3D printer that you can use as a student, but you have to actually have it run through. The professor has to be there, and all these people have to be there watching you, and it's a big ordeal to even use it.
Yeah, that is, and you know, and the 3D printing. I know for a lot of times, if you're a designer or you're an inventor or something like that, that's something that where it comes in very handy. But if you're a criminal, you're right. It's probably not the easiest way to actually get or create a gun. And then of course you have the gun that only fires one bullet, which, you know, last time I checked, you can do some damage with one bullet, but not a whole heck of a lot. However, hey, thanks so much for calling me. Appreciate it. There are a lot of folks though who are concerned. We got this open mic message from Orlando.
I'm a school principal. I think that printing a gun from a 3D printer is crazy. Our kids are technologically advanced, and even though they shoot one bullet, it only takes one bullet to kill.
I knew a guy in Idaho who used to make potato guns. He'd get like PVC pipe from Home Depot and some aerosol cans. And I don't know how he did it. He almost blew his hand off once. But man, these potato guns would shoot like 300 yards. And I always thought to myself, this has got to be illegal. This has got to be against the law. You know, a potato being hurled 300 yards at you, if that hits you in the head, that's going to do some damage, is it not? I would imagine so. 877-625-1045. Jerry is in Jacksonville. Jerry, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. What do you want to say, Jerry?
Yeah, I'm not a gun aficionado, but not only do they make the plastic guns, there is silicone bullets available as well. So someone could go through security totally undetected with the hardware and the ammo.
Wait a minute, there's ammunition made from silicone? Is that the casing or the bullet or both?
Like I said, I'm not an aficionado, but I do know they have silicone bullets.
Huh. Well, again, I mean, you'd have to really want to do some damage. You'd have to really put a lot of thought into this, just like, you know, I mean, I don't think that it's something, and thanks so much for your call, that your run-of-the-mill, average, everyday, ordinary criminal is going to do. Because, like I said, first of all, you got to download the plans. You need a 3D printer. 3D printing takes a very long time. I mean, even a small thing to 3D print. I see these people put in plans and they leave and they come back like 24 hours later. So it definitely seems to me like this is more of a hobbyist or collector or model type situation. But it does have people, very concerned.
To allow somebody to produce a gun in plastic that even can project a single bullet with the opportunity of getting it on an airplane is insanity.
Yeah, and again, I don't know how easy that would be either, because the other thing about, you know, detection devices at the airport is it's not just metal detectors anymore. If you put that in your bag, or if you have to stand in that machine where they say put your arms up and then it goes, you know, they can actually see what's in your pockets. They can see what's in your bags, and they'll pull it out if it looks like anything at all, you know, that's comparable to any kind of weapon. They're not just going to let you go through the metal detector. If you don't buzz, they'll let you on the air, or they'll let you on the airplane. 877-625-1045. Ed is in Flagler. Ed, thanks so much for calling the Markay Show. How are you, Ed?
Fine.
What did you want to say?
I want to say that you cannot, on a polymer printer, print a firing pin. It must be made of steel, not polymer. A polymer firing pin will not fire a bullet, will not depress and bend the primer on a bullet. It will shatter itself. So you're going to have to buy parts for a gun anyway from a dealer or something, and you cannot make a gun strictly from a printer, a polymer printer that will fire the shell, because the shell requires a steel or metal, at the very least a strong metal firing pin. Polymer printer.
Well, I mean, I'm just looking at the photos, and they say these things are completely made on the 3D printers. Can you buy a firing pin without a permit or a license or anything, without proof of age or anything?
It must be made of steel or a strong metal that will depress the copper or the gliding metal used to make the pin. It has to be under a certain amount of force.
Yeah, you sound like somebody who owns a lot of guns yourself.
I have several weapons, and I said, a former law enforcement officer, and I am hunter.
And all right, perfect. All right.
Want to make something go bang, you could go to a store, you could buy, play around with different size pipes till it fits the shell you want it, use a roofing nail and a hammer. But
We don't want to give anyone ideas, but here's what you do. Step one, go to aisle 9 at the Home Depot. Get yourself a roofing hammer. Now, we don't want to give anyone play-by-play. August 1st, you'll be able to download them from the internet and do it all yourself. But I guess even if it's just that you are downloading and printing the shell or the casing of this gun or the handle, and then there's, I assume, some kind of instructions on where to find the parts that you can't 3D print, I guess even still, it becomes a deadly weapon, and that has a lot of people concerned. 877-625-1045. Okay, every Friday on the Markay Show, we like to start the weekend by giving you something cool. And we're out of all the cool stuff, so today we're giving away a Markay Show t-shirt. And we're going to play a little game we like to call the Week in Review Spelling Bee. I'm going to give you a question, but you don't tell me the answer, you spell me the answer. And if you spell it correctly, you get a point. Whoever has the most points at the end of the game wins that Markay Show t-shirt. So now, if you would like to play in Jacksonville, in Orlando, anywhere in between, pick up the phone and dial 877-625-1045. 877-625-1045 for your chance to play and win the Week in Review Spelling Bee. It's next. Stay tuned. This is the Markay Show. My name is Markay.
I thought the was white.
I am, as a matter of fact, but so you thought right. 877-625-1045. It is time for something we do every week here on the Markay Show called Week in Review Spelling Bee. And we need two contestants. If you would like to play, pick up your phone and dial 877-625-1045. We will give you a question. You don't tell us the answer. Instead, you spell us the answer. So you have to kind of, know what's going on in the world and also not be total ignoramus. 877-625-1045. And it'd be great if we had someone someone from WOKV and someone from WDBO so we could pit the two cities against each other and see if, like, you know, one station's smarter than the other. And, you know, I don't know. It's a pipe dream. What you're playing, by the way, for a brand new Hot Off the Presses Mark K. Show t-shirt today, and we will mail that to you. So you don't have to come by. So don't worry about where you live. We'll get it to you somehow. We're going to meet our first contestant. Our first contestant is from Palatka. Ryan joins us. Ryan, thank you so much for calling the Mark K. Show. You ready to play?
Yes, sir.
All right, Ryan, you're going to be playing against Mike in Orlando. Oh, look at this. It's going to be... Mike, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, gentlemen, we're going to go one at a time. Here's how this works. I will give you the question. After then, not tell me the answer, but spell me the answer. If you spell it correctly, you get a point. If you miss it, your opponent gets a chance to spell it for a point. Whoever has the most points at the end of the game wins. Does everybody have it?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I do.
All right, cool. Here we go. Let's start. Ryan, you get the first question. Listen very carefully. Ryan, this former Trump lawyer released a secret recording of Donald Trump allegedly discussing a hush money payment to a Playboy model. Spell me the answer. Don't tell me the answer.
You know, I'm only 14 years old, and I'm not too involved in this stuff. I have no answer, sir.
You have no answer?
I don't know.
All right, well, hang on. That's no problem. That means we're going to give Mike a we're going to give Mike a chance to spell it. Mike, do you know?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that question? Are you looking for the Playboy model's name?
No. This former Trump lawyer released a secret recording of Donald Trump.
Okay. Yeah, it's C-O-H-E-N.
That is correct. You get a point. You get a point, Mike. All right, Ryan, don't go anywhere. Don't worry about it because there's some easier ones coming up. Mike, here's your first question. Are you ready?
Yes.
NASA researchers have found evidence of a large lake of liquid water on this planet once thought to be completely dry.
M-A-R-S.
That is correct. Nicely done. Nicely done. All right, Ryan, I got another question for you. Ready? This is an easy one. This will be right up your alley.
Okay.
Ryan, you there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
All right. All right, good. Yeah, listen carefully. Here we go. This company lost 19% of its value in one day, creating one of the biggest one-day drops in stock market history. Spell me the answer. Don't tell me the answer.
S-A-C-E-B-O-O-K.
Dude, nailed it. Nicely done. You're on the board with a point. All right, Mike, here we go. Back to you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Earlier this week, several Republican congressmen introduced articles of impeachment against this Justice Department official. Spell me the answer. Don't tell me the answer.
R-O-S-E-N-S-T-E-I-N.
That is correct. Nicely done, Mike. Nicely done. All right. Ryan, back to you. You ready for your next question?
I am.
Here we go. The leader of this country threatened Donald Trump and the United States with, quote, the mother of all wars. Spell me the answer. Don't tell me the answer.
Can you repeat the question?
Absolutely. The leader of this country threatened Donald Trump and the United States with, quote, the mother of all wars.
I-R-A-N.
I-R-A-N, Iran is correct. The score is 2-3. Mike, if you get this one, you solidify your win. If you miss it, Ryan has a chance to tie. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
The White House disinvited a reporter from this network to a White House event after she yelled rude questions during a photo op.
CNN.
Is both the network and how you spell it. Correct. Good job. Congratulations. Mike, you win. You got yourself a Mark K. t-shirt. Bravo. And Ryan, you did a fantastic job too, buddy. We appreciate you calling in, and we definitely appreciate you listening. And thanks to everybody in Orlando who put up with me for a couple days. Herman will be back on Monday. Everyone at News 104.5 WOKV in Jacksonville, have a great weekend. I'll be back Monday too. This is the Mark K. Show on News 104.5 WOKV. Stay tuned. Rush Limbaugh on the news is coming up next.